Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everybody. Last week was a gut-wrenching podcast for me. I spoke about my experience over the days before and after my dad's death. And now on this Wednesday, I come to you just 3 weeks after he passed away, feeling still very tender and vulnerable. But in the vulnerability and in the tenderness, something is coming through that I need to speak about, that I need to share. And before I lose my nerve, I just plugged in my good old Blue Yeti microphone into my laptop, and I'm just going to go for it. Last few weeks, and in what I spoke about in the last episode, I've been truly connected in with a source of energy that I haven't experienced before in my life. There's a truthfulness about what I'm experiencing, and I trust that many of you have already experienced this during difficult times in your life, during times of loss, and maybe even times of victory. But it's the connection with the base energy of who we are. And in that base energy, not only is there this extraordinary tenderness and love and connection, but there's also a fierce steadiness and stability. There's an unwavering steadiness about how life is, even though it may seem like chaos and confusion out there. And what's most profound for me right now is this unnerving truthfulness. In space, in the quiet pockets of the day, in the tender, deep places in my heart, I'm sensing truth and lack of truth, and where I'm hiding, and where I'm holding back. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. In bringing to you my story, perhaps it will unlock something in your own. So if I can share my kryptonite, my weakness, what has been holding me back and shutting me down, what's become so clear to me in these 3 short weeks after my dad has passed, what has become so clear to me and what is so clear about what I need to do going forward. So if you recall kryptonite from Superman, kryptonite is, it's a fictional substance, not real, some kind of mineral rock, right? When Superman got hold of it, it weakened his powers. And so it's just a metaphor for what weakens us, what weakens our powers, where we hold back, where we shut down, where we don't speak, where we don't do. My kryptonite is my self-doubt. I doubt myself. And you may be saying, what are you talking about, Kara? You doubt yourself? I doubt myself. My capacity to speak clearly, my ability to connect, my potential to go big, to just go big. And that doesn't mean, you know, being big out there and famous, and I don't really care about that, but to go big and give it my all. Even though every single week I speak about this, even though every single day I teach this, I coach this, there is still an incredible amount of self-doubt that I carry around with me. And I want to name it because I want to be done with it. I want to be done with this kryptonite. I want to put it to bed once and for all. In this space of truthfulness, in this energy of unnerving truth, I see my doubt clearly. I see it arise. I see it take hold of my nervous system, my speech. I see it, you know, in the way that I compare myself to experts out there, giving them the power, taking it away from myself. I don't know the answers of, you know, what I need to do actionable out there. I'm just working very tenderly with myself right now. And so I name my kryptonite. I see it, I feel it, and I can no longer deny it. I am no longer willing to live in doubt. I am no longer willing to live behind the shield that I am secretly doubting myself, holding back, trying to be liked. I put down my swords. And that's the way I feel energetically. How about you? What is your kryptonite? You know, something may blare out immediately, right? Fear, fear of failure, fear of being liked, needing to be accepted. Who knows? Or it may be very subtle. For me, it was subtle. It was a subtle gnawing at my innards, you know, a subtle veil that held me back from just speaking the freaking truth, from just showing up and being 100% authentic. It's not that I don't want to be authentic, but I feel a little bit held back from being it. What I experienced in the last month or two, but specifically in the last few weeks, was the connection with that truth and how amazing and powerful it feels to be just completely synced in to this primordial intelligence I spoke about last week. What is holding you back? Where are you shutting down? Is there a thin layer between you and truth that you're not seeing or feeling yet? It's okay. Listen, it's taken me a long time to just name it, to name it, and to commit to dissolving it once and for all. I want to live with that pure energy running through me at all times. So, some food for thought today, you know. This is my new day one. Today is my day one. How about you? How about you? My daughter, one of my daughters, Juliana, when she was about 10 years old, we woke up on a Sunday morning, family, and I think we had had a rough Saturday, probably related to soccer games and, you know, just busyness. And she said, declared to the family, she said, you know, there's always a new day one. And I never forgot that. How about today being that day one? Naming the kryptonite, naming the weakness, writing it down, letting yourself free write. Perhaps it'll emerge somewhere within your words. You might know it, like I said. It might need a little coaxing, a little encouragement. So what do we do with this? I mean, I don't have the answers because it's so fresh for me right now. So I can only speak from what my gut is telling me. My gut is telling me that I've got to see the doubt. I've got to have tea with my doubt. So there's the story when the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 40 days and had this awakening, this enlightened experience when he woke up from all the illusions. And in that moment, three Maras, they call them Maras, came to visit him, these three beings that were trying to convince him that what he was feeling wasn't real. Right, these three Maras, these three illusions of suffering, you know, doubt, fear, insecurity, whatever you can name them, came to visit, and instead of pushing them away, he invited them to tea. And so that is my plan with my self-doubt. because I feel like it's not so blaring out there. It's very subtle. It's seeped into my cells and it needs to be coaxed out. So first I have to just encourage it to come out. Come on, come out of hiding. Let's bring it all on the table. Let's see what we're dealing with here. So to see it first, so to notice the red flags. For me, the doubt, not so much when I'm speaking in front of a microphone here in my, you know, weekly podcast, but in other ways, in my writing, absolutely. You know, doubting my capacity to write clearly, in my ability to pitch myself and to trust my expertise, that doubt comes in. I feel it. My gosh, I feel it lock me down. So to know the red flags and to notice it immediately. Okay, here we are. I see you. To look at your kryptonite directly. I see you, doubt. I see you right in front of my nose. What does it feel like? I think the third thing, so to notice it, to see it, right? To recognize it and to really see it, to sit with it. And then to sense it. What does that feel like? What does doubt feel like in my body? I'm just using myself as an example for you. For me, my throat closes and my gut clenches and I feel small. My physical body just feels smaller, you know, as if my shoulders are kind of rounding forward. So that's what it feels like in me. I feel like I retract back into myself. My ego self, not my big self, not my true self. And so after just noticing the signs and seeing it or being with it, we can start to sense it in our body and our surrounding body, right? So we have this intellect that can sense so much. And then to just be with it, to let it be. To allow doubt to be, to let it dissolve. Because I believe that if we just sit and look directly at these patterns and these habits, these mental and emotional patterns, they will start to dissolve. We don't have to convince ourselves of anything. So going back to that intelligence, what I called last week primordial intelligence. You can call it body-mind intelligence. You can call it grace. But when we allow ourselves to tap into this force of energy, this force of truth, and we're tapped in and holding that kryptonite in our hands, there's going to be an alchemical reaction. And that lead will dissolve and turn to gold. You know, this is magical thinking. You know, this is the power of awareness, the power of consciousness, the power of our unbelievable intelligence that spans so far beyond the little me. My kryptonite is a little me, and I am done. I am done, folks. I just want to declare it. I feel like I have to declare it. And if I can provide you with any kind of encouragement to sit with your own kryptonite, and boy, I will sleep well tonight. So this is to be continued. You know, I'm perched. I am perched today. I'm on the verge. I am on the verge of being done with doubt, with not holding back, with seeing right through these patterns that are just old. They're just old. There's no reason for me to doubt my expertise at this point. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. And I've, you know, put my work in to really explore myself. So I'm just talking to myself right now. But this is how we have to talk to ourselves. Honestly, truthfully, with kindness, patience, and with a deep, deep, deep tenderness and truthfulness. So I leave you with that. What is your kryptonite? You don't have to name it. This second, you might, but allow it to linger in your consciousness today, tomorrow. Can you get real once and for all? Can you get real with what's holding you back? with what shuts you down, with what separates you from life, with what turns down your light. What is it? For me right now, this level at least, is my own self-doubt. The comparing, contrasting, holding back. No more. No more. So if there's anything that I can take from this powerful experience of transitioning, walking my father home and spending these luminous days in transition with him, it is that I am no longer willing to live in fear and doubt. Onward and upward, my friends. Have a wonderful day. May you see your kryptonite clearly. May you be able to use the power of truth to burn through it. Be well. Thank you for listening.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.